USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is ready for students to get back to the classroom. Biden saying the CDC will unveil new guidelines by midweek. Some teachers across the country are not saying they will go back into the classroom until they are vaccinated. Others are suggesting to split up the two-dose regimen and focus on getting as many shots as possible. Some people want to study that, but Dr. Anthony Fauci says that would be impractical in the short term. Here's why.
That study, with all due respect, would take several months to get a meaningful answer. At that time, the amount of vaccine that would be available would almost be making that question somewhat of a moot point.
The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour would reduce employment by 1.4 million workers. USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.